So what I want to talk a little bit about is why there's such an issue with religion. Not particularly based on like our current culture, but just in general, like why religions work, why they don't work, just some thoughts on it and what truths we can actually distill from them. So this is kind of my belief is that there's something called the perennial philosophy, which I can't remember if it was coined by Albert, not Albert, Aldous Huxley, who was a writer. Anyways, it doesn't matter who it was coined by, but what the perennial philosophy essentially is it says that all religions and philosophies are basically pointing at the same truth, that there's basically one truth or several laws of truth that every religion and spirituality and philosophy has attempted to distill. Kind of like the quote, you know, there's many ways to skin a cat. That's kind of how I view religion, is that they all have their validity. And ultimately, once we get beyond the dogma and the rules and sometimes the rigidity and human nature of it, the pride and the ego, that they all have the same truths within. You know, the truths of loving yourself, of the present moment is all we have, you know, things like that. So I'll kind of talk about those truths maybe in subsequent episodes, but what I just really wanted to talk about is like why I think religions are so polarizing and why they fail. And ultimately, it's because of the human involvement, right? I think at their core, religions are phenomenal. They teach love, they teach acceptance, they teach connection with one another. But the tricky thing is the people who are leaders sometimes become overcome with pride, ego, greed, power. And as we know, as the age-old cliche says, power corrupts. So once these leaders, maybe they initially felt this spiritual truth authentically and organically, and then as they kind of started to live and walk the spiritual path and get into the flow of life, what happens is there's all these shiny objects that start to show up as you progress down the path. And I think, you know, it's so easy to reach for that low-hanging fruit of ego and pride, to use your power to get what you selfishly want. And it feels good sometimes, right? When we do things selfishly and we get our ego gratified, it feels good. You know, if we prove ourselves right in an argument, or if we get sexually satisfied by someone that we've been chasing, or, you know, make a sale, but it's not necessarily a truthful sale. I'm trying to think of better examples, but I can't right now. But, anyways. That I think is the biggest issue with religion is that many of the leaders, to use another quote, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. They have good intentions, but then they become blinded and they become attached to these ideals and they think that they are beyond the laws of spirituality. They think that they're somehow special. And I think that's where the problem comes in. So what I'll probably do is I'm going to kind of break down the perennial philosophy with each subsequent episode. Basically, which is like, what's the ultimate truth that all these religions talk about? And then I'll kind of comment on my experiences of it and maybe try to distill it a little bit more into layman's terms and more practical terms. So, I'll leave it at that. This episode, I'm just going to call, you know, why religions fail sometimes. And yeah, we'll go from there. Thank you guys. Peace.